How we doing?
Good.
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Obviously, we got through with no injuries, and I think that's the most important thing. I think we learned a lot. I know I learned a lot about our team, our players. It's good for our coaches to get the chance to evaluate them all. But obviously, we'll know a lot more about our football team at training camp. That's where, getting everybody back, even some of the injured guys, the Jamie Collinses, the Callaways, those guys, will get them all back and get to training camp and keep working on our football team. We got a lot of work to do, as I said yesterday and even today, but I feel good about where we are. I feel good about everything we've done up until this point, but obviously it has nothing to do with winning and losing yet, but we got to start, and that's all you can ask for. Our guys have done that. Now they got to get away from here and train like a son of a gun to get themselves ready to go when they come back to training camp to have a chance to earn a right to be on this football team. There's a lot of good football players out there. We're going to have some tough decisions as we go through training camp, and that's part of it. But at the same time, I like the makeup of the team. There's talent in a lot of different positions. That talent's got to play well every week to give us a chance to win.
From the standpoint you could use player leadership to help you get to winning, what are some of the voices you really notice out there, some leader types who are emerging?
On offense, obviously it's the quarterback. Tyrod Taylor, I think, has done a really good job. Jarvis Landry does it, by playing. Catching a ball and doing those things for the team. I think Carlos Hyde has been a great surprise for me. But our two guards are as vocal as anybody right now, Kevin Zeitler and Batonio. So there's more voices, I know that for sure, on offense. When I look at the defense, it's still Kirko. He's still the guy. How he's gone about this offseason has been great. Jabril Peppers always shows up. He's very loud. I think Jabril loves to talk, and he's talking about football and dominating those things, so it's good. Obviously, I think Miles does it with his play. I think everybody's counting on Miles to do what he does. He won't do it probably verbally, but he's going to do it by action. So everybody leads a little different, but I think we have more leaders on this football team more now than we've ever had, which is a good thing. And we need more. We got to keep developing more guys to step out and let their personalities show and play good football for us.
Why did Duke Johnson not practice today?
He just had a little twing in the hamstring yesterday, so I decided to keep him out.
Danny Vitale left yesterday. Anything serious?
No, nothing serious.
Along the lines of leadership, what has Jarvis Landry kind of brought to that receiver?
Well, he's a guy that's made a lot of plays in the National Football League. I think they respect his ability because he has some skins on the wall. He's made plays, and that's what you look for. Coming here with Tyrod and that group and having Josh in there, again, talent starts to stack itself. And I think he's brought a different attitude towards that group. You got to make plays. You may have seen Corey make some tremendous catches in one-on-one today, which was good to see, but that's what's expected out of that room. I think that's the mentality he brings, and everybody's got to step up and match that.
Because so many players are brought in this offseason that have experience and have had some success at this level. Has that lifted a little bit of a weight off you and your coaching staff because you actually now have guys that can show the younger guys just by example this is how it's done, rather than you guys having to constantly tell the young guys this
right.
is how it's done?
Well, in this job, the weight's never lifted, for any of us as coaches. We get that. That's what we do. That's the hats we wear. So, but it is refreshing to have veteran players who know how to do it, plan and play out, and understand what the expectation is over a 60-minute game, just what that's going to be like, just the grind of it, and how on it you have to be every play to give your team a chance to win. So we have more of those guys in the fold, and that is good, but at the same time, we haven't played a game, so we got to see those guys do it in real time.
Q, at this point of this long season, is there any energy devoted to the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yeah, I think, we've watched videotape. You have to. Can't leave this building as a staff, not knowing who the opening game is. And we do. We're very familiar. Obviously, that's one of our rivals and a division team. So, yeah, we've seen a little bit of Pittsburgh.
Is that earlier than normal for you?
No. That's the way I've always done it. I think before the staff leaves, matter of fact, we've looked at the first three teams we play. Because I just think that's important. You got to have an idea when you go away from vacation, the mind starts spinning. You got to get ready for that because that's going to get upon us here pretty quickly.
How about Damian Ratley? He seems like he's showing up out there.
Yeah, he's made some plays. He's still a young guy who's learning how to play, learning how to line up. And again, that's to be expected right now. But I think he has talent. You know, he can catch and can run. And I think once he figures out that part of it, of how, where to be, when to be there, then his athletic ability will show.
Steven Njoku was a guy last year we talked about, you know, his youth at that position. He was mm-hmm. only like 3 years before he got here as a tight end. And what have you seen from him so far this spring and through camp as far as his progression and development for his second year?
Well, I think he's making the jump. You know, again, we won't know much about that until the pads come on. I mean, I think for a young player who plays that kind of position, just week in and week out of blocking those defensive ends and outside linebackers, you wear down towards the end of the year. You know, if anything I could say for David, that's what I saw. You know, that, you know, just the grind of playing a lot of football, a lot of minutes, you know, that you look back and say, wow, this was tough. But I think year two, I expect to see a huge jump from him. You know, he's very athletic, can catch, can run, and he's going to be one of our playmakers.
Q, well, when you evaluate OTAs and the minicamp, anything affect the changes on the offensive line as you start training camp?
Probably not. I would say not when we start training camp, but as we go into it, as you see, we have been as a staff kind of moving some guys around. We have to put the best five guys out there. You know, we have a very tough schedule. We're going to play some tremendous rushers, and it's my job to make sure that we have the right people in the right places. I think we have the right people. We just got to make sure everybody's in the right place. So when we start back in training camp, yeah, that will be the same line that started off here. But could there be adjustments as we go? I mean, there could be, you know, but we'll work through that as we go.
How has Baker progressed from the day you drafted him until now, and what message do you send him forth with until he comes back?
The biggest message I send with Baker is keep working, you know, and I just think that's who he is first and foremost. I think the day he walked out here, there was no question about the arm talent. You know, his ability to ad lib to plays and throw the ball down the field. I think it was being under center, the terminology, you know, how fast he's going to be able to say the play in the huddle, communicate all this information to the whole offensive football team. And I think he's handled that well. You know, you guys all know Baker. He's one of those guys that is always itching to be the best at what he does. And you like a guy like that. You know, he's not shying away from anything. He wants it every opportunity he can get, and he's going to keep improving. So I think from day one to where he is now, I think I've seen a lot of improvement. There's a lot of things we asked of our quarterback, and he's handled that stuff well. You know, now he's got to go have a good off season. I'm sure he'll continue to train, continue to work through the information, and come back and let his ability show.
He said earlier today that he felt like the game's starting to slow down for mm-hmm. him. Is that something you've noticed?
I have. Because, I mean, again, that's what you expect. You know, the guys, when it starts to really, you start to understand what the terminology means and how the defense is trying to attack you, then all of a sudden the game starts to slow down. I can see that a little bit.
Just out of pure throwing,
He can throw a football. There's no question about that. He can really throw a football, whether it's short, long, tight spots, all that. He has arm talent.
Sean Coleman says he feels more natural on the left side mm-hmm. because that's where he played coming mm-hmm. up. Did you see enough from him last year at right tackle to make you think he can stop all those right defensive ends and protect the blind side?
Well, we'll see. You know, that's, again, we haven't played a game with him over there. But Sean's done a good job. Sean's worked extremely hard, and he deserves the right to have this opportunity to see if he can be the left tackle. You know, so we'll know more about that once the pads come on and it's an everyday get after it session. I mean, I think him and Miles, every day he's finding out, you know, because that's the kind of guys he's going to have to block at that position week in and week out.
The number of outfall starts he had last year, do you attribute that to that different position or just first year on the field or what?
I think it's the first year on the field. I think, again, played a lot of young players, you know, and I think you get some of that. You hate it, but you get some of that, and that's not what you want. But he's worked through that. I think he's done some good things, you know. Again, last year was, you know, it was what it was with him, but hopefully he will solve all that.
We spent a lot of time asking you about left tackle and what you're going to do there and shuffling mm-hmm. the guys in and out. Are there other spots on that line that you're still trying to sort through and figure out?
No.
Just making sure.
No. I'm very comfortable from our right side to our left. Obviously, we're talking about replacing one of the best players ever played the position. So I would be not a very good coach if I didn't try everybody over there first before we made that decision. I mean, we don't have Joe Thomas here anymore. You know, we've moved on from that. But we got to make sure that we have somebody that's comfortable that can play that spot and give us a chance to win games.
How has Tyrod Taylor done in sort of establishing himself as the starter, kind of keeping, you know, keep, setting the tone, I guess, for keeping Baker where he needs to be right now and sort of establishing himself as the leader of this football team?
I won't say he's tried to keep Baker, in a spot. I just think Tyrod walked in here. I made a commitment to him. He's held up his end of the bargain with not just the way he works, but the way he plays and the way he leads. And, and he's earned the right to be the starting quarterback here. I know it was given in the beginning, but he still had to do the things that was going to let him be the starting quarterback here, and he's done that. And I think I see a side of him that I don't think you guys really get to see. It got really competitive out there a couple of times when I called a sack. And he says, Coach, they would never have gotten me. And the defensive players were woofing a little bit. And he told them, I saw your tape, so you wouldn't have gotten me. So trust me, there might be some things going on in the locker room right now. But, no, he's been a real good find for us. He's very steady, very competitive. I think he's really taken to the way we coach him. I think he likes the system he's playing in. We just got to continue to support him to be the best he can be and keep growing all of our players.
You guys going to be the kind of run-blocking offensive line that suits the style of running game you want?
Oh, no question. No question. When I watch us up front, like I said, from our right side to our left, we have some guards that can play. We have a center that we feel real good about, and we brought in a right tackle. I think he's going to be a really, really good player. And we have some backs that I think can really play, starting with Carlos Hyde to Duke Johnson to Chubb. The young runner, I think, is very talented. So it's going to be fun to watch that. I mean, I think, in order to win in this league, you got to be able to run the football. So I'm sure we'll set out to try to do that. But all that will start happening once we get to training camp.